tanurim l'sreik, to make a small tanner to play with, and that's also called a kli. And that's the size of a tefach, tanurim b'nois tefach. The tanner, you learn like this, tanner, what's the size of a tanner to makabel tumah, this oven to makabel tumah? So it's chilosay abor, it has to begin at least be 4 tefachim wide, that's the smallest size of a tanner. And Rashi says, tanner ben dalet tefachim, makabel tumah in nigmar malachtiv, it's finished making, that's the final product. So as long as it's 4 tefachim wide, that's called a tanner and oven to makabel tumah. The shirov, let's say it's a bigger one and it breaks. So lachar is dalit also, you have to have at least a piece of dalit tefachim wide being left over to makabel tumah. The Rashi says, shir of dalit means, nitma tana godla ditana became tomei, vishavra and a broke, vinishtair of dalit tefachim, sadayin tomei, it's still left over, dalit tefachim is still tomei. Divra Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Vechachom am nechom to say no, that the medivam amumim was said that you have to have the size of four, the godl, only at the beginning you had a big tanner, then it's the shear of four. Avol bekotem, when you start out making a small tanner, chilosa kol shum, no matter how small it is, we'll see what that means, mishatikma malachta, it's called a tchantanner. The shira berubai, and then once it was a little bit bigger, when it breaks, as long as the rib of it is still left over, that's called the kli. Now it says the kama kol shu. What's considered a kol shu? What does it mean? A small tanner that's still called the kli to makabel tumah. Some Rabbi Yanni says tefach. It means the size of a tefach. It doesn't mean really a kol shu, no matter how small it is, even an inch. It has to be at least 4 inches wide. Why? Shekeinois and tanuri benois tefach. Because small kids make a tanner the size of a tefach to play with. So the kids that we see, according to Chacham, at least there's a shear of a tefach for a tanner to makabel tumah. Samara says the answer why we don't bring down this year is because the plukta like Kumari. We're not talking about a plukta here at Samachlekis. Rabbi Meir holds no, there's no shear of a tefach. The smallest shear of dalat tefachim. It's only the chachom that say a tefach. So if we don't bring down something that's only in the machlekis. Samara says it's so, hash to the yas lochi, once you're coming onto this teretz. Again, hash to the yas yas lochi, it is so hanami plukti. There's also machlekis. The Tony says in the Sefer that Amrav Yudo lo yomru tefach elam and a tanner lekaisel. I'll give you another answer. Why doesn't say a tanner? Why we had before the handle of a tanner is the size of a tefach, and that's still called the handle from makabel tumah. So we answered one answer before. Of course, less than a tefach for sure is good. Now I can give you another answer. We don't say that halacha. That halacha is also machlekes. So also not according to everybody. Because learned over there, the Tony Sefer says in the Sefer that Om Rav Yudah, Yudah says, "Layomru tefach." When do we say that the size of the tefach elam and atanur lekaisel? Only if the tanner is in between you and the wall. And then we say more than a tefach, you want to knock it off, you won't stay there. Therefore, it's not makabel tumah. It's not moitzi tumah. But if it's not near the wall in Echnami, then Rav Yudah holds that no matter how long it would be, it's still called the kli, it's still called the yad. Therefore, since the machlokes is over there, it's not brought down. We don't bring down one of the five halachas here. We have five halachas that's not a machlokes. And Rashi says it's only where it's near the kaisel. So you want to go by there, therefore it's longer than a tefach. You'll knock it off. But if it's outside, sticking towards the house, then it doesn't bother you how long it is, then you will not knock it off. So more still as I have uika masgeris. There's a lock of a tefach, the masgeris around the shulchan. It goes machlokes, but it goes upwards and downwards around the shulchan. But the tefach. So Moran says, "Be'achsivim lo kamari." That the pasuk says. The pasuk says that the shear mafurish in the Torah that we're not talking about. We're talking about things that does not say clearly in the Torah. So Moran says, "Ve'ika kaparis." The kaparis also was thick or tefach. So Moran says the kaparis that's on top of the oren, the covering of the oren. So Moran says, "Be'kotchim lo kamari." We're not talking about kotchim. That's lock and kotchim. We're not talking about kotchim over here. The Moran still alive. Ve'ika Daya lekurish yiroch b'tefach. There's a Gemara in Erevin that says that there's a locha by a movi. As we have, let's say, a street. So if it's closed on three sides, just the fourth side is open. The Rabbanan gave the kula. It's enough to be matter the carry there on Shabbos for the fourth wall. We just put a kura. Just put a beam going straight across on top. And that beam has to be wide a tefach. It says daya lekurish yiroch b'tefach. It's wide a tefach. It's enough. So we answer that's with the Rabbanan. Leikimari. We're not talking about the Rabbanans. Ella rather we're talking about here this klal of five tefachs of the ksivim. Something that says midiraisa, just like Meforshi Shirayu doesn't say clearly in the Torah the shear of it. Therefore we have to have a pirish that's described as these five cases. But what's only midirabonin, we're not talking about, only what's midiraisa. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Maso, Kain mid Rav Kano. He sat out in front of Rav Kano. The Yosef there was sitting in a Kom. He said Rav like this. So Kom Adet. Omer Rav Yudom Arav. Rav Yudom Arav said that Kol Shloish Yom Rishonim, the first 3 days after Nisha, like his birth, is telling us a shiliyib of Vlad. We're told it to say that the sugar that comes out, came out 3 days later, that it was from the first Vlad that came out. But Mikan Vielich, if the shiliyib comes out after 3 days after the birth, then we say, maybe there was a second Vlad. She gave birth to one, and maybe there was a second Vlad also. Then we'll choshit for a second Vlad. Rashi says, Kol Gimu Yom Grein Yotza Vlad Chila. First a kid she gave birth, and then Bishul Yachrov, the placenta comes out later. So if the placenta comes out within 3 days of the birth, we say to say, Tolun Ashul Yaboy, that this placenta is from that baby that came out 3 days ago. And we in Choshim were not afraid Liyachra to say there was another Vlad. The Torah Hazman is in the middle of these 3 days, are Suy Yashul Yisakiv. Achra Vlad is very possible the Shul Yir stays over in the body 3 days yet after the Leda. Shoysim Imenu. But Tvei Loi, but the Shuyu will not stay in the body 3 days after the birth. V'yim ze Zohar. Let's say what she gave birth first was a Zohar. Sedentation was Zohar Bavad. She only had to sit just for a Zohar. We don't, not afraid to say, this Shuyu was another one. That this Shuyu was Nachas from a different kid, Hoysa. In Vlad Zev, Nimuach. And maybe the kid got melted down in the Shuyu. If a Shuyu Zu, the Vlad Akari, the Derech Shuyu, the Shuyu Sacha Vlad, Gimel Yomim. That's the Chiddush. If the Shuyu comes out within the 3 days of the first birth, we don't say it's another kid, but rather that's only the first one. And therefore, Shoni has to sit Yimei Tuma for that first later. But what's going to be if the Shuyu comes out after 3 days of the first birth? Then we say, we're afraid maybe there was another Vlad. Rashi says, that Shem of Vlad Acher Hoyimoy. Maybe there was another Vlad. When it came to Hoya. So even though the first Vlad that came out was a Zochom, you have to be afraid maybe by the second birth it was an Akeva. And therefore, the should be made Tumma to Akeva. You have to sit now the 14 days of Tumma as an Akeva. Vinami have you hide, even if you want to say the first one was Nikeva, Hakati still did a suffix now the Shuya the Minyoni me Toyal Khumra. Shimtira Luyoin Payal, let's say she sees the 81st day, Livlad from the first Vlad, Uposko Ad Yom Shmini, she stops seeing until the 8th day Barosa. So we don't say Siddha Shmeros Yom Kineged Yom, because usually that's the locha. After the 80 days passed by from Nikeva, then she starts over a regular period. So just so she sees then once the first time she's Taminida for 7 days. Then the 8th day she sees as Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. So here we have to be afraid. Maybe the second one was another later, and should be Cheshesha. That's not called Yom Kineged Yom, but rather still B'toch Yemei Nidus. That's the chiluk whether the Shuyu comes 3 days later or whether it comes during the first 3 days. That's what's said over the name of Rav. Now the Gemara says, "Oh Malay," she said back to him. Is it true that Rav really said this way? I've Omar Rav. Rav said no. Rav said, "Eina Vlad Misakev Achachaver Klum." Like if there were twins, there two to come out, so the second kid does not wait to come out after the first one. That they'll come out together. See, even though here the Shuyu came more than 3 days later, what do you want to say? Maybe it was another Vlad. So the two Vlads, like, were there together. They would have come out together. So Rav says we don't say one comes out later than the other one. Shishtik, he kept quiet, he didn't have an answer. Omalis, he said back to him, maybe the answer is like this. Dilma maybe kan b'nefol, kan b'ben kayomo. There's a difference between a nefol and a ben kayomo. So Rashi says that b'nefol, if the first one was a nefol, then it'll be misaka, then the second one could come out later, more than 3 days later. But if the first one was a ben kayomo, then not. Then it comes out, they both come out together. So, oh, kan b'neifo, kan b'ben kayoma. Omalei said back to him, ato mato l'shmaitate de Rav, you're saying, oh, with this aloha adapted like Rashi said, but to me, kloima, at osas l'frushim edoch, you're coming to answer Rav yourself, you should know, b'feve shomar Rav oki, Rav told me this clearly. Like you're saying a good pshat, but like as if to say, you're saying it yourself, you should know, I heard this over the name of Rav himself, that b'feirish, Omar Rav Ochi, that what? Hepilu Neful, if an Isha had a miscarriage in Neful, the kid that does not live comes out first. V'yachakach then later he pila shilya, then she came out the shilya, came out the placenta. So here the halacha is that kol shloshi yomim, if the shilya comes out within the first 3 days of the nefil, tolin es shilya b'vlad. We said that what the shilya was from that first nefil, and we don't say there's another vlad involved. But mikan v'yevach, if the shilya comes out more than 3 days later, then choshen l'vlad achar. Then we're afraid to say that there was another vlad. But that's only because first she was mafal and nefil. But what's going to be yolda? First she gave birth to a healthy child. Then later, it could be a few days later, even the placenta comes out. Here Rav says clearly, afilu mikan v'yad asor yom, even though the placenta first comes out now, or 10 days later, still a choshen l'vlad achar. We don't say there was another kid involved, but rather pshita, it's only from the first later. So that's a parrot to the Stephen Rav. If she gave birth to a ben kayoma, then we say that no matter how much later the placenta comes out, it's only from that vlad. But if what first came out was an nefil, then it depends. If the placenta came out within the first 3 days, it's only from that one. But if it comes out later, then we say there's a chash, there was another vlad involved. The other Gemara says, Shmuel, the Talmidim, the Rav, and Rav Talmidim, for Rav Yudah and Rav Yudah, have the Yasvah, they were sitting down. Is Chol of Yozel, the Nimitam Pes Boy, Rav Yosef, Bredram, and Benashi, Yomidvil. Liapayu, he passed by in front of them. Is Liapayu, is Boli Vyosi? He passed by very fast in front of them. Rashi says, Boli Vyosi means Shoy Memayor Lovoy. He was going very fast. Midvil Sheimokum. So he passed by very fast. Is Omo, they said like this. Asilon Gavra, person's coming by, the Minilei Begil the Chitza. We could ask him a lot of questions. Rashi says, Klema, Bishel's Mutos are the small questions. You could ask him, O Mirmi, O Matri, and it could be matchim. Rashi says, "Amiri matchim kloy malak shoyselut choysoy shlo yod losha." We could just ask him for Shmuel like with small questions that he does not answer, like he can't answer good questions. So the happened was on the hochel mitzvah he came. Omalei Shmuel, Shmuel said him, "Ma yomer Rav b'shuyu? What did you hear that Rav Hazel has said a loch about a shuyu about a placenta?" Omalei said back to hochel, "This is what Rav said." And told us a shuyu yellow b'dover shakayomer. We only say a placenta comes out that it came out from a ben kayama. Means to say that if the vlad that was born was a healthy boy, healthy baby, then when the placenta comes out later, we say that placenta was from this one. But let's say first what came out was a nafel, not a healthy one, and then the placenta came out, then we have to be choshes that placenta is from a new kid, from a ben kayama. So Mora says now, Shalin and Shmuel, the whole temid of the Rav, Shmuel is all temid of Rav, the Yarmulei, Hochi, or they said, yes, Rav said this halacha. Says, so, Hode Chazl of Yudah Bishas. Says, Shmuel looked at Rav Yudah displeased. In other words, how come you didn't tell me of this halacha and Rav earlier? The Rashi says, the Shoma, like you see now that you knew this halacha, Lo Yomer Naleh, you didn't tell me over. So Shmuel was a little bit displeased with Rav Yudah. Now the Gemara says, Boy, Mene Rav Yosi Ben Shoyal, Merebi, Hamapelis Dumus Oreh Vishul Yamal. Somebody has a miscarriage of a raven and a shulya. Omalei ain't told him elavadova sheish b'minoi. Meaning, we only told him with an adam or a behema and not with an oruf. But shura b'mal. Let's say the placenta is tied around the oruf. Omalei dava shein shalti. Ask me a question and never comes about. Eisur, I tell him behema chayiv yoyfish. All right, we'll stop there. Continue on the next day. You're holding Dav Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. Just last Gemara again, the end of Chav Vav, what days was that Omalei and Tilum Adova Shesh Beminoi Shulya. So the Gemara says, Kshura Beimal, let's say that the Shulya was tied to the raven, and each had a miscarriage, something looking like a raven. Omalei, she said to him, Dova Shesh Neshalta, yes, me some, it doesn't happen. Eitha, Gemara says, yes, question, no, it does happen. It says, Allah, what's going to be? Hamapeles min Beim Chayiv Yoif. Avnisha is mapla as a miscarriage, something that looks like a behema chayiv yoif. It says clearly, even though it's a knife, it looks like a bird. Vishu yi mohim, and the placenta comes out with them. So bismancha shu yi mohim, when the shuyi is tied around with them, ain choshen l'vlad achar. We're not afraid that maybe the shuyi has another vlad, but rather we say this came out of the shuyi. Ain shuyi kshuri mohim, let's say the shuyi is not tied onto them, then choshen levadach levladach. Then we are afraid. Maybe there was another vlad here besides this min chayiv yoif. So I hope one of you see the reason it says that the shuli could be tied around the yoif, and then we say the shuli is from this life, we're not afraid to have another bird. So it says clearly, but ain't shuli kshuri man chayshon vadachar. And the loch is, hareni matal layem.